From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Thursday, March 28th. Coming up, we'll learn more about art and entertainment events in Champaign-Urbana this weekend. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Police say four people are dead and seven others wounded after a man went on a stabbing rampage in Rockford. Rockford Police Chief Carla Redd says that a suspect is in police custody and has been questioned about the attacks.
Words can't even express my thoughts right now. This is a pretty painstaking event. My heart goes out to the families right now who are suffering a loss.
Law enforcement does not know a motive at this time. Three people died at multiple crime scenes and a fourth died at a hospital. Police identified those victims as a 15-year-old girl, a 63-year-old woman, a 49-year-old man, and a 22-year-old man. Their names were not released. A firm specializing in hemp and cannabis forecasting is predicting big things for Illinois. Alex Stegman reports.
Oregon-based Whitney Economics says Illinois will generate about $2.2 billion in cannabis sales this year, an increase of more than $200 million over last year. Whitney predicts sales will increase steadily through 2030 before hitting a plateau and leveling off around $3.4 billion annually. Illinois cannabis growth was slow in 2023. Missouri legalized recreational use, and Illinois license holders dealt with delays. A spokesperson with the state agency that oversees licensing says he's not seen the numbers from Whitney Economics, but has long contended revenues will increase as more facilities come online. The state says there are 203 dispensaries operating right now, and licenses to open 175 more have been issued. I'm Alex Stegman.
As the U.S. Supreme Court determines whether they should limit access to a widely used abortion medication, abortion rights activists in Champaign-Urbana are trying to spread awareness. IPM's May Antar has more.
Planned Parenthood and the Urbana-Champaign Reproductive Justice held a rally at the Champaign County Courthouse advocating for abortion rights, just hours after the Supreme Court heard arguments in the case of FDA versus Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine.
This has huge ramifications, and huge ramifications for how drugs are regulated in general in this country.
That was Sam Auerbach. She is an organizer with UCRJ.
We wanted to be sure that people in the area knew what was going on and had a chance to come and kind of be in community about it and express some frustrations.
UCRJ is planning events to raise awareness about reproductive rights starting April 19th during its second annual UCRJ Week. The Supreme Court decision is expected to come out in a few months. May Antar, IPM News.
A dance professor at the University of Illinois wants the arts to have an amplified role across the Urbana campus. Illinois Student Newsroom Stephanie Mosqueda reports Professor Cynthia Oliver is leading a new campus-wide arts initiative that will support partnerships between artists and other scholars.
Cynthia Oliver is an award-winning choreographer who served as the Associate Vice Chancellor for Research and Innovation in the humanities, arts, and related fields. She says bringing together people from different disciplines can help create unique solutions to problems.
Just being in a room with different people causes you to think differently. And having that kind of friction might lead to a possibility that one may not have thought of before.
In addition to amplifying art on campus, Oliver says she hopes the initiative will also help the U of I collaborate with community partners to showcase local art. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll learn more about arts and entertainment events in the Champaign-Urbana area this weekend. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
New on Masterpiece is a three-part miniseries based on the life of 1960s actress and television presenter Nolly Gordon. Helena Bonham Carter stars as Gordon, who was beloved by viewers and admired by her co-stars, but who was a thorn in the side of some directors. When she's unexpectedly fired at the height of her career, Nolly and her fans refuse to be silent. This series explores how the establishment turns on women who refuse to conform. Friends of WILL can binge all three episodes starting March 17th with Passport.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. If you're looking for some live entertainment, plenty is coming to the Champaign-Urbana area this weekend. Kimberly Schofield sat down with Steve Mork to talk about just a few of the upcoming events.
From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Steve Mork.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk about what's coming to the central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. As you may have heard on last week's Will Call, Owen Henderson, my former co-host, is headed to Spokane, Washington to be their morning edition host starting next month. So I have Steve Mork. Steve, tell us a little bit about what you do at Illinois Public Media.
I'm the senior producer here, and I fill in for Kimberly sometimes on morning edition. I used to fill in All Things Considered. I fill in everywhere else. You can see me on TV occasionally, but mainly you hear me on your radio.
Thank you, Steve. All right, we'll get started on Thursday, March 28th. The Silent Book Club is at Analog in Champaign from 7 to 8 p.m. You just show up, grab a book, and you read in silence. Silent Book Club at Analog in Champaign is from 7 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, March 28th.
And also on Thursday, Lombardi, Clemente, and Thorpe, Illuminating American History Through Sports, opening keynote and book signing from David Marinus, a sports reporter with the New York Times and bestselling author and associate editor at the Washington Post, Vince Lombardi, Roberto Clemente, and Jim Thorpe, Illuminating American History Through Sports, at 7:30 p.m. at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center. It's free and open to the public.
On Friday, March 29th, the CU Area Prom giveaway starts at the City Center in Champaign. It starts at 4 p.m. on Friday and runs through Tuesday, April 2nd. For those unfamiliar with this event, items that can be used for prom or other special events are donated. Dresses, shoes, purses, suits, ties, beauty products. Anyone in need of any of these items for a special event can attend and pick up the items for free. If you're looking through your closet or thinking about items that you have that you would like to donate, you can drop them off at Fire Doll Studio and Farron's in Champaign, as well as Bread and Botanicals in Urbana, and the actual giveaway again starts at 4 p.m. on Friday, March 29th at the City Center in Champaign. Also on Friday from 7 to 9 p.m., EQ217's March Variety Show and Benefit event is happening at the space in Champaign. There will be drag performances, live music, belly dancing, and maybe even a little theater.
Are you in the theater for this one?
I am not in the theater for this one, but because I am in the musical Falsettos and we have an understudy cast, the understudy cast will be performing at this event. So by proxy, I guess I'll be there.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Sure.
You can come out, see a great show, have some food, and support the development of a new queer space, EQ217.
Modern Drugs has an album release with other musical guests at the Rose Bowl in Urbana. That is on Friday. Doors open at 8, shows at 8:30. And another band for you, the K-Tells at Barrel House in Champaign from 7 to 10. A Champaign-based trio that covers classic R&B, rock and roll, and soul from the 60s and 70s. And the Caleb Cook Band at Huber's in Champaign from 7 to 10 p.m. Those are on Saturday.
And finally on Sunday, March 31st, the Soul on Sunday show at Boomerangs in Urbana, Afro-Punk and Neo-Soul from 7 to 9 p.m. Now for more information on these and other events in the Central Illinois area, you can visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call.
And if you have an event you want us to talk about, give us an email at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Steve Mork.
And we'll talk to you next time. Thanks, Steve.
No problem.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be sunny with a high of 60 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, May Antar, Stephanie Mosqueda, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.